Recording has started.
Well, in the manifestations, I heard a couple of things that alluded to what I'm going to share on, which is always a blessing. And one of them was, come to me and do not be afraid. Exactly the opposite. We should run to God. We should run to Him, for He has the best things for us. And the other one was, come to me in all things in life. And that's what we want to do. You should never say to yourself, well, I can do this one alone. No. Keep God involved, you know. And to do that, we're going to look at a topic that was put on my heart. That's a good way to, I guess, end the year, but it's also a good way to start the year. And it's a good way to live throughout the year, as you'll see. So, in life, there are countless things vying and competing for our attention. As much as possible, or as much as we allow. Okay? And the world has a way of getting us down. It fills us with distractions, temptations, and entertainment, promising us happiness, but never fully delivering. This brings me to tonight's title, and that is, Put Aside the Things of the World and Look on the Things from Above. Here's a mind picture I'd like to give you. And you picture this in your mind and heart. Now God Almighty is placing His hand under your chin and saying, look up at the things I have for you. Above what the world has to offer, such as distractions. And they come in all sizes and shapes, as we know, such as the TV, such as social media. That's a big one, especially in these days. And trivial activities and other distractions. Remember this, godly advice. And for that, I ask for you to turn to Matthew chapter 6. Remember, we look up to the things above, not to the things on this world, because the world is constantly vying or competing for your attention. And the more we delve into that and steer clear of God, the more trouble you'll find yourselves in. I said Matthew chapter 6, go to verse 19, please. Lay not up for yourselves treasures upon earth where moth and rust doth corrupt, and where thieves break through and steal. But lay up for yourselves treasures in where? Heaven, where neither moth nor rust doth corrupt, and where thieves do not break through nor steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart be also. And just think of that in life. What really jazzes you? What are you into? What do you like doing? I'm not saying it's a bad thing, but when the situation comes around or the time comes for you to get to what it is you like, you run to it. You're excited. You're built up. Yeah, I'm going to do this again, or I'm going to enjoy this again. But when it becomes something that goes to the extreme, that's when you're going to have problems. One of the things that I used to do to the extreme, and I don't anymore because God had a talk with me, and plus, I got married, so that helped out. And that was sports. You could ask me about not just the teams I like, but teams across the country, who's where, who's going what, how much money they make it, and I could just rattle off things like that because it was easy for me to find this information. And once it went in my brain, it stayed there. But, I said, you know what, I need to let that go. And it's okay to watch a ball game or two, but not in excess, and not where it infringes on the time I could spend with the Father first and my beautiful wife. Mm-hmm. So she saw the change. And matter of fact, I used to have a TV in the bedroom, and it was set on ESPN all the time. And ESPN doesn't stand for eternal salvation, pudding, whatever. So, putting aside the things from this world doesn't just mean things that you may enjoy, again, in excess, okay? But it also includes, like I said, our anxieties, doubts, uncertainties, or troubles. Raise your hand if you've ever had any troubles. Okay, now, do you mull those over every day, every day, every day? No. Why? Because it serves no purpose. Instead, we go to the Father and ask for his help, ask for his answers, ask for the solution. And you know what? There's nothing new under the sun when it comes to God. You could never say, Father, I want you to help me with this problem or this trouble I'm having, but I know you've never done this before. Stop right there. God is shaking his head and says, been there, know what you're talking about. Okay? We need to remember all these things cause us to turn from his care and blessings. The Father never turns from us. Never, never. He's always looking at us and for us. What are we doing about that? Are we looking on the world? Or are we looking at things above? Okay? And that includes many, many things. Not just when you're having problems, but when you have joy in your heart. You look to things above and thank him for those things. And that's what we want to do every day in our lives. Now, I would like to look at some sound scripture which comes from the love of God. That's what his word is all about. So much so that John 3:16, for God so what? So loved the world. His word, yeah, there's a bunch of stuff that goes on that doesn't look like fun, but he put this all together to benefit us for our understanding and learning the knowledge of the truth, I should say. And he's done all this in his word until Jesus Christ comes back because he loves us. We hear it in manifestations. We hear it when we talk to one another. We hear it in our personal lives when we think, God's forgotten about me. All of a sudden, something you've been praying about, it comes into fruition. God's timing, of course. And you go, wow, for little old me? Absolutely. Absolutely. That's how big God thinks about you. So, let's go to James chapter 3, please. In James chapter 3, and when you get there, go down to verse 13. Who is a wise man and endued with knowledge among you? Let me stop right there. Where's the best place to get wisdom? I see people pointing up. You're right, from the Father. Because our wisdom is like that. God's wisdom has no end. So we need some help with wisdom, we go to the Father. Let him show out of a good conversation his works with meekness of what? Wisdom. Be meek. It's the wise way to approach God. It's the wise way to live life. Verse 14. But if you have bitter envy and strife in your hearts, glory not and lie not against the truth. This wisdom descended not from above, speaking of what we just read, but is earthly, sensual, and devilish. Verse 16. For where envy and strife is, there is confusion and every evil work. But, capital B, the wisdom that is from where? Where? Is first pure, then peaceable, gentle, and easy. Easy to be entreated, full of mercy and good fruits, without partiality and without hypocrisy. And hypocrisy is simply a pretense of having a virtuous character. Not to pretend who we're not, but to live who we are. That's why hypocrisy is in there. We don't run around and say, oh, look at me, I can do all this. And then you get behind closed doors and go, man, they bought into that. No. Go to James chapter 1, please. Show you something else. And when you get there, let's go down to verse 17. James 1:17. Let me stop there. It doesn't say some, that's 50%. It says every good gift and every perfect gift is from where? Above. And cometh down from the Father of lights, with whom is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. We just talked about that a minute ago. God never lets us see his backside. He's always looking at us. You can try and fake him out, but he's got it. He's looking at you. He wants you to look at him. Look at things that are above so that he can bless you, so that he sees with a humble and meek heart you striving and reaching out for that. God said, here, take it. Take it. Remember the story of the sower and the seed? Well, let's look at a particular verse in that story. And for this, I need everyone to go to Mark chapter 4. You guys are wonderful. You guys are wonderful. If God loves you, I love you. If Jesus Christ did what he did, you're in. Mark 4, and let's go to verse 19. This is Jesus Christ speaking. Mark 4:19 says, and the cares of this what?
World.
God doesn't mince his words. He makes it simple, clear, and helps us to understand. And the cares of this world and the deceitfulness of riches and of lust of other things entering in choke the word, it becometh unfruitful. And when we're not looking to things above and we're looking at things on the earth, that's what could happen to you and I. You know, I've known believers in the past that have faded off into the sunset for one reason or another. It's not God's fault. It's not. God is always there. Like I said, he never turns. Okay? But the things of this world, riches and some of these other things, can choke that word right out of us. Can cause us to put the blinders over our eyes when we're trying to look up. Okay? So, we need to stay focused on what God wants us to see. And remember, the picture I gave you, God putting his hand under your chin, tilting your head up, says, look at the things I have for you. For you. How do we set our minds and hearts on things above? Fair question. Fair question. When it comes to refocusing our eyes on Christ Jesus, the Bible gives us clear instructions. We are not to linger in our old habits of fear or sin and discouragement as when we were unbelievers. People who don't know God or Jesus Christ, who are just trolling out there on their own, they're going to have all these things. They are going to rely on what the world has to offer. One day they can pat you on the back, and the next day they can kick you in the back. But our Father wants to hold you tight in his bosom and talk with you and give you the answers you're looking for. And so we give him all the praise and glory. You could never give him enough of that. And as we look up to the things above, be ready to receive these things, especially when you're asking for a specific thing. Instead, we are called to lay down these things and step into our new life as sons of God. That's what we do. That's what we want to do. The old man looks at the things of this world, but the new man in Christ looks above to God's statutes, his promises, and let us not forget the spiritual power we have. If you want to charge your batteries, spiritually speaking, don't look down, look up. Okay? Plug yourself this way, not this way, and be energized with that power. So, I'd like to close in Colossians chapter 3. In Colossians 3, and starting in verse 1, it says, if ye then be, or since you be risen with Christ, seek those things which are what, brothers and sisters?
Above.
Seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. Set your affection on things above, not on things on the earth. For ye are dead, and your life is hid with Christ in God. That's where we're standing behind God in Christ. But at the same time, we're out in front knowing who we are in Christ. There's going to be opportunities for you to share this with someone else and let them know the best answers are not from the world, but from God Almighty. And you can find a lot of those in His Word. So, again, I implore you, as the title of the sharing goes, look not on the things on earth or in it, but on the things above. Amen?
Amen.
God bless you. I'm going to pray, and then we'll have a question for you. Gracious Heavenly Father, thank you so much for causing our vision and helping us at times to refocus on you and who we are in Christ as we look to the things above. And there's so much, Father, there's so much. We thank you for the wisdom you give us in our walk day by day and the peace we can have in our hearts, knowing you're always there and you're always looking at us. So, Father, as we move out each and every day, that we remember this and never lose sight of you and what Jesus Christ, our risen Lord and Savior, has done for us. And it's in His name that I pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen.